Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for March 20th, 2015. This week's news is brought to you by the International Cryptozoology Museum, the world's only cryptozoology museum located in Portland, Maine. The International Cryptozoology Museum opened in 2003 and contains rare and original items collected by Lauren Coleman, the director of the museum. Visit the International Cryptozoology Museum at 11 Avon Street in downtown Portland, Maine. And for more information, please visit cryptozoologymuseum.com. In cryptid news, a strange video was released last week of a purported dodo filmed in the jungles of Costa Rica. Well, the video unraveled Monday morning when I was able to find the second part of the video. The second part of the video started out in the middle of the first one and showed the same scene of the iguana followed by the dodo bird walking behind it near a large log. The scene then cut as we saw the blurry dodo bird walk near the camera, and then this is where the first video ended. The second video cut and showed the bird this time facing the camera. It bobbed its head momentarily before moving its beak off camera, where it returned with a cue card in its mouth that was written in Portuguese. It said, quote, "I wish I was real," unquote, as were the rest of us. It turns out the video was created by a wildlife awareness group that stresses that people were excited to see the dodo, but they should be just as excited to help the many species of animals that are currently dying off. The last cue card the dodo had displayed, a website URL, quaseumdodo.com.br, that's quaseumdodo.com.br. The translation of the site states that the dodo is no longer around, thanks to man, and we should save the animals that we still have a chance to do so. They use the video of the dodo to prove that people are excited about the prospect of this extinct animal being rediscovered, but that they should be just as excited to help the plight of animals that are currently dying off and may eventually become the next dodo. Well, I get their point, but videos like this make it harder to believe any further legitimate evidence that might be gathered in the future for claims of lost animals. But I guess this answers the question who the real dodo is. A Yowie hunter in Australia has had another close encounter with Bigfoot's Aussie cousin. Jason Heal had an encounter last year with a Yowie that was caught on tape while it was eating an apple. Well, the supposed Yowie was nothing more than a gray blob with glowing eyes that was moving in a not-so-convincing fashion. The figure looked like someone wearing a bad costume, and the editing of the video had a Munster-sized cheese factor. This year, Heal found a Yowie handprint on the back of his Jeep. The handprint showed a palm and five fingers, complete with claws. Strangely, looking at the print, it appears like someone drew the print on the vehicle using a cloth or something else to smear the dust off the vehicle. But the coolest thing about the handprint was that it was right next to the sticker showing Heal's YouTube channel. In ghost news, a woman who has been dubbed, quote, Britain's most haunted woman, unquote, by whom I have no idea, has moved five times trying to escape ghosts from following her. Now, she has released videos that purportedly show evidence that proves that since her brother died, she has been haunted. In the various videos, we see spoons and other objects moving. Now, this has to be real, right? Well, it doesn't take an expert to see the fishing line attached to the coffee cup, or the shadow that appears just before the planchette of the Ouija board seems to move on its own in the direction of the shadow. Donna Aries created a Facebook page, Ghosts, I Have a Spirit in My Home, and blocked and removed several comments, photographs, and other evidence that shows that her videos are not what they seem. Just before closing down her Facebook page, she released a statement saying the videos were in fact faked and created for entertainment. She still claims, however, that there is still a ghost present in her home, but is nothing like what she portrayed. A screen cap of her admittance is located on Ghosts I Have a Spirit in My Home Exposed Facebook page. And you can see a copy of that on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Paranews Insider. And the internet is buzzing over the story of a young boy who claims to be the reincarnation of a once obscure actor named Marty Martin. The boy's mother claims her son has provided details since he was 4 years old that point to him knowing more than anyone could ever possibly know about this person. The trouble is, most of the insight about her son Ryan being the reincarnation of the actor came after his appearance on the television show Ghost Inside My Child. One former child appeared on the show claiming to be a former U.S. Marine. A few months later, he admitted to his friends that his parents made it up and asked him to go along with it. While this latest story sounds impossible to be fake, it seems that other people will go to extreme measures to gain fame or notoriety. Is reincarnation possible? Well, it sure seems so, but one has to be cautious about any story involving a family appearing on television shows. And in other news, the Aflocalypse has returned once again. This time, around 2,000 snow geese literally fell from the sky over Idaho. Wildlife officials collected the bodies and incinerated them and believe that avian cholera is to blame for the death of the birds. Snow geese were migrating toward their breeding grounds in Alaska and Canada. Officials also stated that around 20 bald eagles were in the area at the time the geese had littered the ground, but they were not sure if the eagles had been affected. If you want to keep track of birds falling from the sky, well, you can do just that. Just point your browser to birdsfallfromsky.com. I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Conference conventions and other paranormal gatherings in the Ghost Conference area. We have the Oregon Ghost Conference, April 10th through the 12th in Oregon City, Oregon. Salem Con, April 10th through the 12th in West Salem, Massachusetts. Lost Limbs Charity Horror Paracon 2015, April 17th in Scottsburg, Indiana. The Virginia City Paracon, April 17th through the 19th in Virginia City, Nevada. OuijaCon 2015 takes place April 23rd through the 25th in Baltimore, Maryland. The Butler Paranormal Conference takes place April 25th in Butler, Pennsylvania. The Granbury Paranormal Expo takes place April 25th and 26th in Granbury, Texas. And the month of April rounds out with the Tyler Paranormal Conference, April 25th and 26th in Tyler, Texas. In cryptozoology, we have the 24th Annual Bigfoot Conference, April 18th at Salt Fork State Park in Lore City, Ohio. Now, to see the complete list of events going through the end of the year, please check out paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. And as always, if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, as well as see it on the website and in social media, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. And for the Paranormal News Insider, this is Dr. Brian Parsons reporting.